Welcome to the KSL Home Show, brought to you by Osmond Designs. We open the doors for local home buyers and sellers with a fast-moving show about Utah real estate and home design. Here's Heather Osmond and Lindsay Ertz on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Welcome on in to the home show today. Thank you for joining us. Lindsay Ertz here with Heather Osmond, who owns Osmond Designs in Lehigh and Orem. Two stores. We're getting ready for the holidays, Heather. I imagine it is just the most wonderful time of the year in the interior design industry.
It sure is, Lindsay. We are bursting at the seams with everything holiday. I think everything has glitter on it, which makes me so happy. Even if you go into the store, you'll probably go home with some glitter. You'll get some in your car, you know, on your pillow at night.
Is it even the holidays
so
if you don't have glitter on you?
It's a must. It's a must. But we love all of everything that we have there. You know, anything home related is always a great gift. So buy a sectional, buy your hubby his favorite reclining chair, you know, buy a candle, buy a gift card. It's all good. And all of our prices are always 50% off the manufacturer's suggested retail price. And right now we're having an additional 20% off of that price. So no one beats our prices. You don't have the same things as seven of your neighbors. It's all unique things. When it's gone, it's gone, with locations in Lehigh and in Orem. Today, Lindsay, I'm super excited to welcome back Drew Armstrong and Matthew Flinders.
Armstrong and Flinders.
Armstrong and Flinders. I need to put it on. We call those hotkeys
right,
here in
right,
radio.
Right,
I need to put it on a hotkey so I can fire it.
Yeah. Two of the best real estate agents in the entire state of Utah. Welcome back, you guys.
And both of us this time.
Both of you.
It's been a minute since we've had both of you.
Drew's been traveling.
Well, you kind of had.
You were traveling. You
something.
Missed a couple.
Yeah,
I missed one. A couple.
You
and
guys
then,
are on like every other month, every month, you know.
Right.
You're regulars.
Drew, you want to know something funny? Drew went over to Iceland to try to take pictures of a volcano.
Uh-oh.
And then the one in Hawaii erupted,
and,
right?
And then, the one...
It stopped.
The
Iceland
stopped.
Oh, no!
So he got all the way over
there.
Had
to go back.
He actually got some beautiful pictures. I was just looking at him this morning on... If you go to drewarmstrong.com, you can see these pictures, and they're amazing.
Mm. Oh, thank you.
Tell us about your trip, Drew.
I was gone for 3 weeks. Wow. It's a good thing I have a partner.
Right. I was busy.
Matthew was excited to have you back, I'm sure.
I'm sure he was. We didn't just go to Iceland. We went to Spain and Portugal and Iceland.
Wow.
And it was amazing. It was incredible. It took 30,000 pictures. So when you take that many pictures, you're going to get a few that are worth sharing.
They're really good, and except the volcano pictures are kind of black.
Now, what do you do with these? You just sell these for people to hang in their homes, or what do you do with these?
You know, I can, but I don't usually, just because I always tell people, if you think my photography is good, you should see me sell real estate. Because I've been doing that for a lot longer, and so the problem I have is that generally I need to figure out a website or something where it does an automatic fulfillment, because I cannot deal with
we can't manage it,
putting it together and getting it print, you know,
you
the
need
right
an employee
size and all
is
that.
Is what you need.
I probably do. I mean, I have people that ask me all the time. Right now, I've got a list of about 12 people that have something that they want me to do. And so sometimes I break down and I spend 3 days printing and get it done. But I mean, I've got pictures up at doTERRA. I've got pictures at the city offices, the governor, at the state capitol building.
The Home Builders Association.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. I've got them quite a few different places that have asked hard enough that they got one.
Or paid you well enough that they got one, right?
Make it
right.
a priority.
Yeah, some of it is paid well enough, unfortunately, because I'm like, you know, here's my opportunity cost.
Yeah,
right?
For sure. That makes sense.
And for me, it's something that I do because I love it. And so I would rather than printing somebody's picture to put on their wall, I'd rather go take some more.
Yeah.
So you're hoarding pictures and not sharing them.
I am somewhat of a picture hoarder. People are like, what? That's amazing. And I'm like, oh, well, I've seen it before. So that's
awesome. I'm bored of that. That was last week. So not only do you travel, you take all these incredible pictures, but you also do this in your real estate business.
Yeah.
Lot of people. Drew's a licensed drone pilot. And so a lot of these pictures that you'll see, one of the pictures I was looking at in Iceland looks like a, What does it look like?
It's very abstract looking. Right. I did a whole series of them where the drone is up at about 1,600 feet, looking straight down into the water with glacial blue water over black sand in the estuary where the glacial river, it's right before it runs into the ocean. And so you see these patterns along the bottom that if you've always seen those patterns in mud. Well, this is on the bottom of a gigantic glacial river that is black sand. And so you get these blue and aqua colors. And then if you look really carefully, you can see tundra swans that are white specks.
Wow.
In there. They're floating
it's,
around.
It's
in the
so
water.
High up. It looks like little teeny white dots.
It sounds like you need to be on the Netflix. Is it a Netflix show that does the Earth series?
Oh, I'd
where
love
they just,
to.
Like, National Geographic.
Right?
National Geographic.
So, yeah.
We watch those sometimes.
Yeah. I there's a few different career paths that I would, you always dream, I could have done that.
If this whole real estate thing doesn't work out for you now that you're very successful in it.
Right. Well, sometimes that's a problem because it doesn't, it's like, why? And there's no way I could leave real estate.
Yeah.
Real estate.
It's your thing.
Yeah. I love it. I'm really good at it. And it makes it so I can afford tools that are required to do really good photography.
Sure.
I've got a couple of drones that are, like in the $25,000 realm. And
don't crash those.
And they go flying up and you think, ha-ha.
But it's kind of sad, though, that you can't make money. It was what I'm hearing you say. You can't make as much money, I should say, in your passion.
I tell my kids all the time, you guys should run my photography store because for them, there's a lot of upside. For me, the problem is doing that, I can't make the same kind of money I can selling real estate.
That's hard.
So it doesn't make sense. So it makes sense for me to go out and practice and get better at taking pictures.
Listen, I work in radio, so I know all about this problem. Yeah. Like doing what you love, but not getting paid for it.
Right.
Well, I'm a little biased to your Utah art. I have to say, as an interior designer, I'm kind of an art snob. I love beautiful art. It doesn't have to be super expensive. I just love that it's meaningful. Maybe it's your favorite vacation. Maybe it's somewhere you've been. That's what I love about what you do, Drew.
Thank you. It's interesting because I've probably sold more Utah-related stuff than anything else. And it's because people like nice presentations of what they've seen before and that remind them of home. And so I've done a ton of fall color this fall, last fall, that are right around here and some really beautiful stuff. We live in a beautiful place.
We sure do. If you're looking for amazing and unique Christmas gifts, definitely go check out Drew Armstrong and his social media.
But you can get real estate agents also who are photographers.
I know.
A winning combination.
It is, especially in today's market, right? People are actually looking online before they ever step foot in your home. So if you don't have great photography, then you're not going to get the same amount of buyers. You're listening to the KSL Home Show. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
It's the KSL Home Show, sponsored by Osmond Designs. If you like talking about Utah homes and real estate, then this is the place on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back into the Home Show today. Thank you for joining us. It's the most wonderful time of the year in the real estate and interior design industry. Here with Heather Osmond, who owns Osmond Designs with stores in Lehigh and in Orem. Heather, because people can just come and get a blank check gift card to your store. That's what I want for Christmas.
Right.
Honey, if you're listening, is this thing on? Osmond Designs gift card for me, please.
Well, it really makes it easier for the person that's giving the gift, but yeah. Also makes it easier for the person that's receiving the gift, and no one wants to stand in the returns line, right? They're horrendous around Christmas time or after Christmas, so it's a one-size-fits-all. Come into Osmond Designs. Everything, including the gift cards, are an additional 20% off. So you buy $100, worth of gift card, you get 120. So give them 120 for yourself, right?
I'll keep that $20.
Heck yeah, girl.
Yep. Drew and I are driving up today, and we thought, you know, it's kind of a shame that you don't have a store open up in Salt Lake yet.
I know. That's a big shame.
We're working on it.
You're working on that.
Yeah. Ooh,
what about your other store that's coming? Do you want to talk about that?
Oh, you guys, this is so cool. So at the Traverse Mountain Lehigh area, we own this incredible lot. And we've owned it for just a little while. We're planning to build a new Osmond Design store there. It'll be a Mountain Modern Osmond Designs. It's right around 24,000 square feet, which is just a little bit larger than our current Lehigh location, but just, you know, updated with all the everything that's the hottest. There's no other store in all of Utah that will look like this. And we'll build that. We'll move the staff and all the furniture over. So same great prices, same great brands.
So you're going to close down the Lehigh Main Street store?
Yes. Okay. It's actually on State Street.
Oh, sorry, State Street.
Yeah, but that really old, historic, cool store, we will sell that at some point. So if you're interested in purchasing that at some point, we could even rent that from you. But yes, that's the plan. We have the plans in at the city. We're just waiting to break ground.
It's going to look good. And I like the Lehigh store myself better, even though I live closer to the Orem store. I like the Lehigh store. Do people realize you sell carpet? You know, because I walk in there, I'm working with an actual designer who has time for me. And, you know, our clients that we send in there to get carpet when they're getting ready to sell their house sometimes and they realize, hey, we need to replace this carpet.
Yes, we actually do sell carpet and we sell hardwood floors. So when you're choosing all of your furnishings, you can make sure that everything coordinates and matches. So we carry all the best brands, the Shaw, the Mohawks, you know, all of that good stuff. Hardwood floors, one of my favorite brands is Mediterranean. It's the beautiful white oak that's so hot right now. It's engineered hardwood. So you're not guessing what that finish is going to look like once it's installed. You can walk on it the next day. You don't have to do the sand and finish. Nice. Where you sand it one day, you have to move your family out for 3 days so that they can, you know, put all the cancerous product all over it. And then you move back in.
I love a one-stop shop, too, where I can come in, I can get all my furnishings and get my hardwood, my carpet, and all the things in one store.
One store.
Yeah.
It's just, I think we're all so busy these days that just time is money, too. And we always guarantee the lowest mark prices. So.
Well, one of my favorite things is you're working with an actual designer, which I need.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, it makes such a difference to us. I sold my house recently, and I'm like, you know, I need to. My house doesn't look super updated. It's not that old, but it doesn't look super dated because it's not that old. But I had a lot of those taupey, more brown colors from the late 2000s, and I called Heather up and I said, Heather, here's my problem. I need to get this all updated. What do I do? And Heather took a look and said, this is the right color paint. And you know, it was interesting because we changed the paint, but we didn't change the floors. And all
totally
of a sudden
new.
It's all cohesive.
Yeah.
And the kind of more cool tone stuff that has come into more popularity this last decade and this decade all fit with my stuff that was a little bit more brown. And it looked like it was supposed to go that
right?
way. And I, you know, that's the thing. We go into houses all the time and we're like, you need to do something. But we need Heather's help to know what to do.
Yeah.
Right?
So this is the dream team right here. In case you're just tuning in, Drew Armstrong, Matthew Flinders, UtahRealEstate.net, and then Heather Osmond with Osmond Designs. They can sell, they can buy, they can design, they can put in, they can install, they can photograph. I mean, you've got it all here with this trio right here.
We probably have too much fun.
Yeah. And then they're chatty. We're chatty. It's fine.
We are chatty.
We have good stories, too.
Right. And we're getting ready to build a new building down in Pleasant Grove. It's a commercial building down there on Main Street.
Yeah. What's the status? Where's that going?
Well, we have our last city council meeting for plat approval of a condominium plat, and then we're done. So then plan review gets full blown moving forward.
So like
finally.
A year or two?
Right? 2 years.
With how planning commissions and city council and of that's going on.
No,
right
no. Up. We've been doing this for at least 2 years now. So we'll be starting first quarter of this next year.
Oh,
sure.
Let's go.
Actually, yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
And a lot of people think, hey, you guys are crazy. You're building a building right now with a market the way it's going to go. And we have he's a construction management professor that is, we pay him. He's one of our advisors that we have weekly meetings with. And he is so excited for us right now because a lot of builders have slowed down. So subcontractors are more available than they've been. And as they're not buying the lumber and buying all the different things, we are. And
better
so
prices.
We're getting better prices on building the building. And he said, boy, you guys are he called us the golden children. And we'll see how it goes. But it's so interesting when people are asking us what's happening with the market. You know, is the market going to crash? I just talked to an agent yesterday who was just so convinced that the market is just going to crash. And he was talking about people he's been listening to. And you hear both sides of things, you know, really smart people thinking one thing or another. But we're excited about building right now when things are slowing down and even interest rates where they are. And the Fed, you know, saying they're going to raise the rate another 0.5%. We still think we're going to be in a good position that way.
Well, I feel like in any real estate market, there's always great deals. You just need to be educated and know where to find them. And that's mm-hmm. where getting a team of experts like Drew and Matthew on your side to help you find your dream home or a great investment property is everything.
Mm-hmm. We've been busier lately than we've ever been. We have so many people calling us up and having us sit down with them to figure out what they're going to do and get all the numbers so they can make those big decisions.
It's one of those things where you have a market that is changing and people need the expertise. They can't just hire the guy off the billboard that comes out and says, your sign is $12 and this is this and hands you all the stuff and then you do it. This is when people need help with positioning, making sure that the house presents right. How does it compare to the other houses that are for sale right now? And the expertise and the time that we've had in the industry makes more of a difference now than it ever has.
I think so too. And I think people have more money than they've ever had. So that's where you guys are the dream team of real estate experts. You're listening to the KSL Home Show. I'm Heather Osmond, owner of the Osmond Designs Furniture and Interior Design Stores. It is not too late to come get your Christmas gifts. Do it quick while you can. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Welcome to the KSL Home Show. Brought to you by Osmond Designs. We open the doors for local home buyers and sellers with a fast-moving show about Utah real estate and home design. Here's Heather Osmond and Lindsay Ertz on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Welcome back into the Home Show today. Thank you for joining us. If you're just finding us, you can find all of our past episodes by just going to the KSL News Radio app. We have a podcast section and you search for the KSL Home Show, either on that app or wherever you podcast. Heather Osmond with me of Osmond Designs, interior design expert, and she has stores in Lehigh and in Orem. Heather, I am a little bit concerned about Utah's housing market right now. I'm not going to lie. I've seen a report this week that talked about a quote-unquote collapse coming, and it was kind of one of those headlines where I was like, I need to read further on this, because we think about 2008, right, 2010, the collapse of the housing market where people were defaulting on their loans, but this isn't really what's happening, but yet the market is slowing. So I'm hoping your guest today can kind of help us, you know, sort out what's really going on.
No doubt, Lindsay. You know, I think you can probably find a headline to justify anything these days.
Yeah.
So depending on what side of the fence you're on, we can probably find a headline for you to back that up. But I think in any real estate market, Utah just seems to fare better than the national average. And I think we're seeing that again. There are great deals in Utah in any market. So I think part of that is just finding the right real estate agents and teams with expertise to help you navigate that and how to best to spend your money. I feel like more people, probably more than ever, are remodeling their homes. They're staying where they are. They love where they live. They're buying their neighbors' homes. They're either upsizing, downsizing, right sizing is what I like to call it. And people are just shuffling around. There's never been a better time to sell your home and to buy the home of your dreams, is my honest opinion.
And we're seeing a lot of people that are still moving. You know, like somebody was asking me, he's like, is the market just dead? And I said, no, all the same things are happening that have been happening forever. People are getting married. We have, you know, we had a couple of buyers last week that were both second marriage, big families that are looking for big homes. People are like, oh, but the high-end market is dead. And no, it's not dead.
There are some better deals out there right now in the high end. For sure.
Yeah. There are.
We have Drew Armstrong, Matthew Flinders on the show with us today. They're the two guys that are chiming in if you are just joining us on this show today. But like we said, real estate market here in Utah is fantastic. The higher end people that do have those custom homes, they still have money.
Mm-hmm. They do. And we're really busy because we go and we sit down and talk to a lot of families, a lot of past clients. And we help them decide what to do. And like you said, a lot of them are choosing to remodel. And then, of course, we're sending them your way when they decide to do that. You know, we sit down and we help them see all of the numbers. And we're good guessers at what can happen. And so for that reason, we're busier. And we have a lot of people at the end of the day that decide, you know, oh, I won't do what I originally thought based on these numbers or based on things like that. Here's what I'm going to do. But at least they're able to make good decisions that way. So that's one of the reasons we've been so busy lately. In fact, it was interesting. We went and saw a house last night, met with the owner, and then we went and saw a commercial building that one of our past clients bought. And he said, hey, I bought this. I thought I could do this. I can't do this with it. And will you guys go and take a look? And I need some help. Let's work on this. And I was talking to him, and we had this long conversation. And I said, you know, one of the values that we bring to the table, if you had talked to me before this, I think I would have talked you out of buying it. But, you know, he bought it, and now he needs to figure out what to do. Drew's really excited because Drew's been on the planning commission. He's been on the city planning commission and the county planning commission chair, or the city planning commission chair and then the county commission. And so he's good at reading the code and figuring out what people can do with things. And so, you know, we he was really excited last night, you know, thinking of the different things this guy could do we'll probably help him get that rolling.
Yeah, he missed something when he was doing his due diligence. He didn't read the code well enough to say, can I take this building from one use to another use and still make sure that the parking's going to work and that the zoning is proper for it and everything like that. And that's one of those places is that sometimes what our job is to tell people and recognize what they can or can't do with something and whether or not it's going to work or not for the family. So a lot of times we wreck deals, and that's part of our value, actually.
And part of the reason people say, here, help my brother, help my kids, help my mom, because they know that we'll show up and we'll listen and see what they're trying to do and then tell them the truth so they can make the best real estate decisions. So
I love that. And I feel like you guys are dealing with a lot of investment properties right now, probably more than ever, because people maybe are staying at home and remodeling. Oftentimes in my interior design business, I would say over the last year, we're working with a lot of people that are buying second and third homes, even in the Park City, Heber, Midway area, where they're out-of-state buyers.
And I love that they can have you come up and help them decorate those places when they buy them.
Fun.
It's so fun.
It's so fun.
You've been having fun. I've been hearing about it.
It's way too much fun to spend other people's money, I have to say. But investment properties, it's a no-brainer. You guys are investors. I'm an investor.
Right.
It's mailbox money, right? It's not always easy. We can talk about our investment story is probably for 25 shows.
We probably could. We went and looked at a place yesterday that we're going to write an offer on. And maybe I shouldn't say this till after the...
ink is dry.
But, you know, we're looking for good deals, and we have clients that are looking to place money. There's more 1031 money out there than a lot of people realize. Drew and I have two multi-unit buildings that are going to come on the market for about $5 million. So if anyone out there is looking for some good places to put money, give us a call. We'll give you some good ideas about what to do.
You know, it's interesting because those that are investors that are looking to buy investment properties, obviously things have changed a lot. There's a lot of people that they're looking at their interest rate on their own home and they're moving up. And they're saying, oh, my gosh, our interest rate is so low that we can outcompete the other landlords. We're going to keep this house and we're going to convert it to a rental instead. So we're seeing that quite a bit. And the other thing is that with rates where they are, there are a lot of families that are waiting. They're waiting to buy. And that means that for landlords, for those of us that have investment properties, rents are going up. And it's sad, but that's what inflation does, is everything goes up. You know, their wages go up. The one thing that doesn't go up is the house payment, because you've already locked that in. And so for landlords are laughing all the way to the bank. But the thing that's interesting, I bought another investment townhouse, what was it, a month and a half, 2 months ago now. And I bought the investment townhouse, and it's funny because I was like, this is the perfect one in the perfect place. It's kind of a unique property, but I'm with the rates where they are, I have to pay into it every month to make this one work. I don't get as much rent as what my expenses are on it, and I'm okay with that. The first one that I ever bought was in 2002, and you were just starting out buying some then and stuff. And the first one that I ever bought, I fed about $200 a month, and $200 a month back then was more than it is now, for about 2 years. At the same time, it's worth four times as much as what I bought it for at that point now.
Yeah, the equity you capitalized on was way more than any amount of rent.
Yeah, and even then, because of the write-off that you get from the depreciation and from writing off the interest, I was still positive. It just didn't feel positive at the time. And in 2 years, the rents had changed, and in 4 years, I refinanced it to a much lower rate, and all of a sudden, it's like, oh, this is mailbox money. You know, all of a sudden, now it's making money and appreciating. And so, you know, you keep buying and keep buying that way. And it's, you know, it's one of those things where even now, where the rates are as high as they are, it still makes sense. And we're still participating and buying. You have to be careful and know what you're getting and know the risks that you're taking. But it still makes sense to be a landlord and to buy investment properties, or sometimes to convert, although you have to watch the tax ramifications of doing so and be aware of that, to convert your primary residence as you're buying up, because the good deals are available sometimes, especially when you're buying up. Buying up in a down market is a genius strategy. So
it is. It's interesting, as you talk about that, CoStar is a national commercial website, and people have heard of LoopNet, and they just came out with a report this last week where they said Salt Lake is the highest rent growth on their list of any of the top 10 markets, and it was at 13.7% last year.
Wow.
And I think, wow, and what does that tell us? There's not enough supply in this area, and we know that deeply there's just not enough supply, and the demand is high. And so it's interesting when you see the market slow down and there's more inventory on the market and buyers holding back, even though we know we have a supply problem. And like Drew said, you know, people are keeping their homes and turning them into rentals, and then the rents are going up, and they're likely, unfortunately, I feel sad about it, but rents are likely to keep increasing for some time.
I love that. Okay, you guys, you're listening to KSL Home Show. We have Drew Armstrong, Matthew Flinders, two of the top real estate agents in the entire state of Utah.
We're just old.
You're just old and experienced. I am Heather Osmond, the owner of Osmond Designs Furniture and Interior Design Stores. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
It's the KSL Home Show, sponsored by Osmond Designs. If you like talking about Utah homes and real estate, then this is the place on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back into the Home Show today. Thank you for joining us. Heather Osmond with me of Osmond Designs. It's the most wonderful time of the year in the interior design market. Heather, I know that you have people who you can send to my house to set up my Christmas if it is not done already, and that is a service I really should use, and it's affordable.
Lindsay, I hope your Christmas is set up by December 10th.
I did it. Okay, I'm just saying.
You have 2 weeks left to enjoy it.
If you have it, then you could use that service.
Yes, you're so cute. We have a takedown service.
Okay,
so
that's
that'll
better.
Help you make things just a little bit easier. You know, Christmas time is a busy time. The last thing most of us want to do is set everything up and make all the food and do all the shopping. and go to all the Christmas parties and all the things, and then we have to take it all down.
Right.
Right? So it's
and
just
that
a lot.
Is the reason I don't decorate for any holiday except Christmas, and my 8-year-old is bugs me every holiday. Mom, why can't we be like the neighbors? I'm just like, because I'm lazy.
You are not
so
lazy.
Much work.
You are
You're
not lazy.
Such a hard worker. But there's only so much energy that you have, right? So do what you do best. Sub out the rest. We do offer interior design services. In fact, this last week, we have had the cutest husbands come in and buy gift cards, including interior design.
Love that.
Appointments.
People don't realize how cool that is.
It's so cool.
Because we've had people we sell houses for. And so we have one of your decorators, you know, one of your designers come over. They'll spend 2 hours with the homeowner rearranging what they currently have.
Yeah, you don't even need to buy new stuff. We're just going to make what you have look better.
Right. And maybe a couple of pillows or some things that they'll suggest that isn't too expensive. And then they'll call us up and say, I don't want to move anymore. And they're joking usually. You know,
Heather, you're ruining their business.
I'm really sorry.
I really like my house now.
I know. You know what? We want you to love your home.
I did this for my wife several years ago. And the problem is that now, if she wants to change anything in the house, she's like, I got to call one of Heather's girls.
Because I can't make any decisions.
Right. Because she likes it so much better when she's had somebody else's input that knows what they're doing. That she literally, she's like, I think I want to do this, but I need to call one of Heather's girls. Yeah.
Well, I think it's hard because a lot of those decisions, they're a lot of money, right? Yeah. If you're going to redo all your carpet or your hardwood floors or your tile backsplash, you want confirmation that you're making the right decision because you're only doing it once. You're not going to be pulling that out anytime soon.
We have some horror stories, some real horror stories about that, where we showed up and we thought, you know, we had a past client, you know, client who we're selling a house for, and they go change their carpet, and then we show up and nope.
Oh, we
but
had
it's
one.
Bad.
We had one this summer where they repainted the whole house to get it ready to sell.
Hope he's
and
not
we
listening.
Walk in there and we're like, the walls are purple.
We're like, crap.
They're gray, but they had just a little bit of a purple tint to them. And Matthew and I went and we ran out to the store and we bought warm light bulbs because it was all daylight light bulbs. And they have that blue tint to them, and they were making all the walls look purple. And we're like, nobody's going to buy a house with purple walls.
Wow.
And so we changed them all to warm, cost us about $400, but it made it so that the walls were back to gray.
But that's what you get with experts like this.
Yeah. And that's the thing is that was, I mean, you know, they painted the house to sell it. And it's like, oh my gosh, you picked the wrong color.
Yes. You know? Just a 1-hour interior design appointment can save you thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars of making the wrong decisions.
Yep.
Absolutely. Go do it. Go down to Osmond Design, and that's a great Christmas gift.
And if you're just joining us, Matthew Flinders and Drew Armstrong can sell your house once it's put back together and designed the way you want it.
Yes, or help you find an investment property. They say 90% of all millionaires made their money in real estate. So if you love your home, that's awesome. They'll help you spend other money and give you some mailbox money that just comes in once a month. I think a lot of the investors that I've talked to over the years, because I personally am an investor. I love investing in real estate. I own a lot of real estate. And they say, how do you do that? It sounds like so much work. You can hire managers, right? If you are a business professional, no one wants to get those phone calls from the tenant that their toilet's clogged or something's not working.
There's a flood.
Yes. So don't be scared of those horror stories that you hear. There's a lot of success stories as well. So, you know, call Drew Armstrong, Matthew Flinders. You guys have how many years of experience?
We've been around since, I started 94. In 96.
Yeah.
And
so
business partners
28,
since.
20, yeah, we've been partners for 23 years. I think.
Right.
You guys are like longer than married couples.
Yeah, you guys are like a married couple.
We split everything. So you really get two of us for one price, which a lot of people love.
You know, one time we got in a fight about 5 years in, and we literally went and hired a marriage counselor.
True story.
I love that.
Our staff would make so much fun of us when we'd go to our appointment.
That's awesome.
But you know what? They fixed Matthew.
It's
all my fault.
Look at him now.
They really argue like a married couple too. One blames the other, right?
You guys are awesome. If you're looking to invest in real estate, please look up Matthew Armstrong. No, Matthew Armstrong. I was going to say, let me fix that. Sorry. please look up Drew Armstrong and Matthew Flinders. You won't regret it.
UtahRealEstate.net is the website. Thanks, you guys, for joining us, as always.
So fun, Lindsay.
So good to be with you. We'll be back next week.